I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will be in here at 9 talking about tonight and game 2 of the Eastern Conference semifinals coming up soon, I guess, during Leeds. The latest mock from Scheim. A guess on the Subaru of New England text line during the break, which is that it is a mock on the Patriots draft pick's favorite Pokemon cards or characters.
Is no, that... I would love to know that, unrelated.
Okay, all right.
Well, I'm excited. Unrelated. I'm interested to see what it is now.
Yeah, well, you can't beat a good Scheim mock.
What? I have done a ton of scouting for this too, Greg. Uh-huh. Wow. Check the tape. Did some deep dives. Okay. It's been a process. Let me tell you.
Watched all the film?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. I was grinding film last night.
Okay. It's got to be food related.
All right. Okay. May I offer a brief Odyssey app appreciation for a guy I met yesterday, Eddie, who drives every day for Toomey's Cleaners in North Andover. And Eddie is an everyday listener. I met Eddie in the waiting room at the office of Dr. Wu. And Eddie is suggesting, I don't know how you feel about this, that you can explain away any, if you have a performance issue with Jaylen Brown, that he was pointing to a nagging injury. That injury that Jaylen Brown dealt with all season says he doesn't feel like Jaylen Brown is playing like Jaylen Brown of last year. So
his season was down, but a lot of it dealt with the injury, and he doesn't have the same explosion because of that knee injury. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if you're out there playing, I guess, like, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's Tatum's wrist or Brown's knees, really no excuses you can make.
Knees are tricky too, because not only is he maybe in a little bit of pain, but he's probably worried. It's probably like a mental block too, where you don't want to push the knee too far and then deal with like a season ender.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if that's an issue, but if the doctor says, hey, listen, there's nothing you're going to do that's going to affect it, you just got to play through the pain, then mm-hmm. I think it becomes more of a mind game than anything.
This is Mike from Florida. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Happy hump day.
Yes, sir. What's up?
So I wanted to talk about what you were talking about with the Red Sox and Devers and Cora. The first thing, I was listening to yesterday's show. Is it you guys actually have to go to the DMV, RMV, or whatever you call it, and get a real ID? I mean,
yes.
In Florida, if you go get an ID, it's automatically a real ID. There's no, like, I've had one for over a year. I don't understand. It's typical Massachusetts, where the way that the state operates is just like ridiculous. I feel for you guys. That sucks.
You don't have to show. I don't want to get into this real ID topic again. But you don't have to show. You don't have to bring a passport and envelopes that have your address on them and all that stuff when you do it.
No. I just have a license and it has like a star on it. The star is basically indicating it's a real ID. But
well,
anyways, about Devers and the, you know, the Red Sox. I know this is always looked at as like an old take and an old head take or whatever, and Scheim's probably going to go to that. But sometimes I feel like the old head take is got a lot of legitimacy, because when you look at Devers and a guy that doesn't want to just step up and say, hey, you know what, I'm going to give first a try because I want to try to help my team win. I mean, if that's an old head take, I don't know. But you look at guys like Troy Brown, one of the great Patriots of all time, when they needed a guy to play, you know, defensive back, Troy Brown stepped up and slayed it.
What about a guy who's heading into the Patriots Hall of Fame, Julian Edelman,
who was willing
to step up and play D when they needed him in a playoff game, no less.
It's all about the concept of what are the stories we look at in sports that are the greatest, the overcoming of adversity, the underdog stories. None of those stories happen without sacrifice and players that are willing to do whatever it takes to help the team win. And when you look at a guy like Devers, it doesn't have to be baseball, any of these sports that we have now, you don't have that element the same way as you know, guys like Kevin Millar that really weren't good players, but they had that locker room presence.
Yep.
If that's an old take, I'm sorry, but the old head take, it still works. It's still relevant because it was what made sports great, in the past, and we're losing that now.
And Mike, Curtis brought it up this morning, wisely so. It's even more of an issue that Alex Cora appears to be unwilling to ask him to do it. Afraid of offending, as Wiggy would call him, Ralphie Devers. Like, who, you're making $30 million a year or whatever the number is. Can you fill in a little bit? Like, if people weren't willing to fill in and help somebody out, help the organization out when it was needed, we would never know about five life jacks. Curtis.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I hear you. But it's literally the definition of his job is to communicate the organizational philosophy and act it with the players.
Yeah.
And here you are. You've been playing bad baseball for several weeks now. Your first baseman sucked. He got hurt, done for the year. You have an opportunity to move one of the hitters that has improved dramatically, Endeavors, to first. And then you can bring up Yoshida. Then you can DH Roman Anthony. You can do a million different things. And it's not like these guys are hitting the cover off the ball. They've been putrid at the plate.
Yeah.
But do you think it's a Cora doesn't want to ask him because...
What do you think it is?
I think maybe he's just not asking Devers because he doesn't even want to go down that road.
What's the road?
Of, I already moved this guy off of one position, so I'm not going to put him through that. I don't think it's like...
No, they've already improved the team at one position,
Do you think Devers would say no if Cora asked him?
There's one caveat to all this, and that's that he asked him and he said no, and he doesn't want to publicly ridicule him.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but even that, it's just... That would be unseemly. Because your highest paid player... should be held accountable if he's not, because this is going to hurt Cora. Like, I'm sure Cora thinks he's fine. He probably is. But this is not what's in the best interest of the team. And I don't know how you don't lose other guys in that room who are playing, trying to do their best, when you have a guy that would be your best option at first, not even being publicly
asked. But see, that's where I disagree with you. I don't think Devers is your best option at first base. So I think if you put him there, it's not the best thing for the team.
Romo or Bobo or these other guys?
No, I heard Keith and Jones talking about this, and they really made great points about it. You could move a more athletic, younger guy like Christian Campbell over there.
Well, we talked about that the other day
on
this show.
Who they've been moving around, who's more athletic. You could move him there, who would probably be a better fielder if you don't want to bring up those other guys.
Yeah.
Then you could figure out the second base slot and you would still be able to DH Devers. I don't think Devers is the best option at first base. I think it's Campbell, Anthony, Meyer that are better than him, you know, fielders than him at first base.
Curtis, let's see. This 508 text says, now the same idiots that wanted Devers to DH are the same losers that want him to go to first. If your living room light goes dead, do you get a new light for the living room, or do you take the one that belongs in the kitchen?
I love horrible analogies. So I will say this. Yes, Einstein. You need a player at first base. Casas is done for the year. So, yes, I wanted him off third because Bregman's a better player. Anybody disagree with that at this stage of the year?
No.
Okay, thank you. So now, follow along. First base is now open. Instead of putting one of your prospects there that interrupts whatever development they're going through in Worcester.
In the case of Roman Anthony that has never really played there before.
Right, or Mayer. You move Devers to first, and then you can have the max amount of flexibility within your roster because everybody can DH. So you can have it specifically designed for the starting pitcher you're facing, for the series you're in the middle of, whatever. It is the easiest situation where you move a guy from the DH to first, and then you have a bigger pool of people that can then DH. Like, I don't even – and a guy who said publicly – he wants to be in the field.
Yeah, so, I think that field is third base. So he don't want to be on that. He don't want to be on that cold corner.
He doesn't want the warm corner.
Or the warm corner. Yeah. He don't want to be over there.
And even if you don't think this is what's going to work every time, the public way in which Cora is saying he's intentionally not talking to him about it is a horrible look.
Yeah. Well, you can talk about that all morning long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Right now, though. Let's begin this.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Your fascination with that band is odd, Sean, but I like it.
There's a reason for it today, though, Greg.
Yeah, that is my sacrifice, right?
Yes, it is. Well done.
Scott Stapp and Shime's, arguably Shime's favorite band, Creed.
One of them. They're up there.
Dave Matthews. DMB is up there as well. I know.
Oh, absolutely.
And the Killers. You play a lot of Killers.
I do love the Killers as well. Yes.
And Sixpence None the Richer.
Leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Let love bloom in a brand new 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Shine.
Hey, Greg. It's mock season again.
Yes.
But this time, in a totally different area. Greg, today I revealed to you my papal conclave mock.
Oh, wow.
What is it?
Mitch has it for you up on Twitch.
You're going to have to pull down the lower third.
Wait a second.
Yes.
I didn't see this coming either. The conclave, is it underway today?
I believe it has begun now.
Okay. We're either picking a new pope. We'll try to keep you up to date.
Yeah, I have no idea what the conclave was.
Wow,
what the hell is this?
Oh, Shime.
You have Gresh getting into the top 10?
Yeah, funny. Yeah, this guy's name is Mario Gresh.
Let's go O'Malley.
All right, let's go over, if we could,
yes,
the top 10 when it comes to who All right, is anybody else, is Mel Kiper doing one of these, or is this
I am kind of scooting down my own lane here, Greg. I am the front runner here when it comes to papal mocks. Okay. And so I want to tell you my number one overall pick here is Pierre Battista Pizzaballa.
Oh, wow.
I mean, good the Lord. Name alone is tremendous. He's 60 years old, so he's on the younger side of the candidates, which is something that I know a lot of us like. He is an Italian cardinal who is the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem.
Ooh, okay.
So I really like Pierre Battista Pizzaballa.
What about his three-cone drill?
It wasn't quite great. Bad knees. Okay. But it's okay. That's not required to be a good pope.
Right.
Number two, Sean O'Malley.
Yes.
80 years old, American cardinal, Archbishop of Boston.
Yeah.
The reason he is number two, Greg, he's the only cardinal in existence that's ever met me. So that's why he's number two.
Where was that?
At Logan Airport.
Okay.
But I thought you couldn't be over 70 and become the Pope.
No, I believe it's over 80. And the only hard and fast rule is that you have to be a baptized Catholic male.
Mm. Okay.
That is the only hard and fast rule. Then there's other cardinal requirements, more or less, that is the only hard and fast rule.
Fun fact, I met Sean O'Malley flying back from Ken's dad's funeral in Pittsburgh. It was like God went there to visit.
Number three, Anders Arborelius. Arborelius,
yes.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. 75, he is a Swedish cardinal. He is the very first Scandinavian cardinal. He was appointed by Pope Francis in 2017 and was named Swede of the Year 2017.
Wow.
Really? Now, the knock on him is that he struggles with host distribution because of his arm length. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Very similar to Will Campbell in that regard.
All right. Okay.
Number four, Luis Antonio Gokimtagle, 67, a Filipino cardinal. He has really cool titles. He is the pro prefect for the section of First Evangelization of the Dicastery of Evangelization, and is the president of Interdicastrial Commission for Consecrated Religious.
Excellent.
So there you go. Right. Number five, Pietro Parolin, 70. He is the Vatican Secretary of State. So that slides him right up there.
Oh, like the Rubio.
Yep. Six, Fridolin Ambongo, 65, a Congolese cardinal who's been the Archbishop of Kinshasa I believe 5 years now.
The issue with him, I read, is they asked him to study up on the Bible before a meeting, and he didn't do it.
He didn't do it?
Oh, no, tough.
Is he the only...
He came in kind of unprepared.
He can't identify the mic.
Is he the only black pope?
I think there's other candidates that are black.
Is he black, though?
Yeah. He is straight from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Right.
Number seven.
Number seven.
Raymond Burke. If you want a pope that's very opposite of Pope Francis, Raymond Burke's your guy. He was a huge critic of Pope Francis, former Archbishop of St. Louis.
Oh, all right.
A cardinal from St. Louis.
From the Lou.
Exactly. Right. Number eight is Mario Gresh.
On-time sermon.
68, a Maltese cardinal. He's been tasked with overseeing a major reform process in the church.
I think he also thinks he invented radio.
Number nine is Charles Mwangbo, 77, a Burmese cardinal, the Archbishop of Yangon in Myanmar.
A little old, I think.
Yeah, a little old. I have Matteo Zuppi. 70, he's from Italy. He is the Archbishop of Bologna.
All right. Okay. Bologna. Oh, who loves Bologna on a sandwich?
Bologna and cheese.
Zuppi has his own brand. I think it's called Everlasting. Is that what it is? he's going to be watching the conclave from his own draft room. Is that
my
correct?
Lord, Greg, that was good. That's
wow, Shine.
Excellent.
This is unbelievable.
That was good.
So will you be wagering on Pierre Battista Pizzaballa?
How can you not? With a name like Pizzaballa, how can you not elect this man pope?
Right.
My real question would be, what would his pope name be? Because they always change the name when they become pope. So how do you go from Pierre Battista Pizzaballa to Pope John the 38th?
Right. They throw a Benedict in there here and there, too.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Good job, Shime.
That is Shime's latest mock. Conclave Mock 1.0 is what we're calling that, Shime.
Correct,
Well done by you. Rest of today's leads coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.